Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So come on, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Something about the name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Come on and lift your hands and say it. Thank you, Jesus. Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm crazy, but I can't explain.
Oh, no.
The power that I feel is when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just like fire. And, oh, shout out in my bones.
Oh,
hey, the Holy Ghost is moving here.
Yes, it
is. And it's just my baby, Lord.
Yeah.
You to know it. He don't want you to know about the name of Jesus. And if he can keep you from saying that name, he'll do it. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. For all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, it's just something about that name, man. That's for real, for real. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill, he should give us a word of prayer, and then we'll get into this lesson. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise. Thank you for that song, Pastor. Amen. Something in the name of Jesus. We're healed in the name of Jesus. We're delivered in the name of Jesus. I tell you, I love that song as well. I like how the Holy Spirit uses our pastor with song and scripture. Amen. But the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Galatians 2 and verse 20. Galatians 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Okay, let me start that off, please. Amen. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I will live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen, amen. What a word. Heavenly Father, as we come before you in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you, Father God, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for this time that we all come together and be engaged in the word and listening and learning as our pastor, our friend, teaches this word, Father God. We pray that our hearts will be open, Father God. We ask that you will bless our pastor and as he teaches this word and that he is led by the Holy Spirit, Father God, and we bind up anything and everything that may try to come up against him, Lord. We ask that you will bless each and every one that have joined us today, Father God, those that are listening by internet, those who called in, those who will participate. Lord, we're so thankful for all of your many blessings that you've given unto us, Father God. We're thanking you for the healing that's going forth and the healings that have taken place, Father God. We're thanking you for the deliverance, Father God, the change of lifestyle and those things that keep us from being close to you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we bind up those things that we're able to not only hear the word, live by the word, and share this word with others, Lord. Father God, we ask that you will just continue to give us a burning on the inside that we want more of your word, Father God, more of your truth. And
we ask that you continue
to bless each and every one, Father God, especially those who have asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer, Father God, where their healing is concerned, Father God. We know you're doing a mighty work and a mighty thing in their life, Father God, that they will have a testimony for you. Be with the bereaved families, Father God. May a child of God, someone that knows the true word of God, comfort them and give them a peace that only God can give them. And then be with those that are standing at the crossroads of life, Father God, trying to decide which way to go, Father God. Once again, may the person who knows the true word of God guide them and direct them into the truth, Father God. They help them to make the right decision. And, Lord, we just want to say we love you and we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for what we're going to hear. We thank you, Lord, for where you brought us from. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do today. Lord, now have your way. Open up our hearts and our minds to receive your mighty word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. We're talking about the secret. And it is God's will that everybody that's in Christ should know him and know his fellowship and understand the secret things.
Yeah.
And Paul said, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery from the beginning of the world have been hid in God who created all things by Jesus Christ. So the secret is in Christ. Let me say that one more time. The secret is in Christ. Okay? So, but you know, I keep thinking about what I'm saying here. I'm saying, wait a minute. The secret is in Christ. But getting to know Christ is going to be the focus today. Just getting to know him. Because God desires to know you and for you to know him. I live in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they will be my people, says the Lord. So he says in 2 Corinthians 6, let me get that, 2 Corinthians 6, 16, I want to just quote this thing. I want to read it. And what agreement have the temple of God with idols? Watch what he says. For you are the temple of a living God. And God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people, bless God. Wherefore, come out among them, be ye separated, and touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you. See, God want to get to know you and want you to get to know him. Now, let me say this. Most people know God by going in a building. Come out and put beautiful stained glasses. Some of them have the audacity to put a picture on it. Some folks want to know God because of the length of his hair, the color of his skin. Here's God because we have a choir. Here's God because we have a praise team. See, folks want to know God like that, but that ain't how God wants you to know him. He wants you to know him through the truth, brothers and sisters. That's how he wants you to know him. It's through the truth. Ephesians, yes, I'll go there. Ephesians 3 and 4. I think that's where I'm going to go. Ephesians 3 and 4 reads like this. Whereby, when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. He wants you to understand the revelation, which is other age was not made known. This ain't been made known. But unto the sons of men, as in is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs in the same body and partakers of his promises in Christ by the gospel. God wants you to know him. He wants you to know Christ. So until you get to know Christ, you understand, you don't know, I'm going to say you don't know Diddley. How you going to know his secret when you don't know who he is? So it's important, brothers and sisters, that we know who he is. Okay,
yeah.
So Hebrews 8 and 10, I think I'll go there. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Look what God said. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make my covenant, not in the building. Y'all didn't catch that. Not in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Not in man. But here's what I'm going to do. He said, now, not according to the covenant that I made with their father. Not like that, because they had them all in the temple, had them all coming to the blood, had them all bringing different sacrifices. I'm not doing that anymore. Got to hear that. God said, I'm not doing that anymore. That's what I did mm-hmm. with their father.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
When I took them out of their hand and I led them out of the land of Egypt because they're continuing not in my covenant and I regard them not, said the Lord. Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a new covenant with them.
Yeah.
And this covenant, it won't be on no stones. They ain't got to go mm-hmm. and see it through the optical nerve. I'm going to put this thing in their heart. If they don't even know A stand for apple, B stand for boy, C can, he said, I'm going to put my laws in their heart. They ain't got to go to some theological seminary. I'm going to put my laws in their heart. Look at mm-hmm. the miracle God doing right now. He's going to put it in your heart.
Hallelujah.
Doesn't care if you're white, black, brown. No. He's going to put it in your heart. Even if you can't read, he said, I'm going to put it in your heart. Look
yeah.
at that. What a prophecy. What a statement to make. He said, I'm going to do that. I'm going to put this new covenant, he said, I'm going to make with this people of Israel on that day, said the Lord. I will. This is his will.
Mm-hmm.
Who all know about wheels, huh? When you got a wheel.
Yeah.
He said, this is my will. That what I'm going to do is put my laws in their hearts, and I'm going to write them in their hearts, in their minds, and I'm going to write them in their hearts. And I'll be to their God, and they will be to me my people.
Yeah.
In fact, this is a recurring theme. It starts in Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it appears a dozen times through Scripture. God wants to know you and wants you to know him. The fulfillment
yeah.
in Jesus, this is a deep and desire, I want to say love from the Father. It's to fulfill in Jesus. It's thoughts. He's letting us know his thoughts. And he's going to do it through him that we can get to know him, the Father, personally. So we have invited to know Jesus and be extended our Father of God privilege. He wants us to know him in every way, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
But to know him in the spirit, because John 4 said he is a spirit, and he speaks is what he listens for, somebody to worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
So Jesus confirmed, my Father has entrusted everything in me. I want y'all to hear this now. Because, see, when you read this over in Matthew 11:27, I'm going to ask Pastor to find that. In Matthew 11:27, because Jesus was confirming what the Father had said. He was confirming the Father's desire. And no one truly knows the Father except they got to know him through the Son. Everybody trying to get to God, and they don't know the Son. You got to know the Son. See, you got to know the Son's secrets. But if you don't know the Son, you'll not know his secrets. You'll not know the mystery. You won't know this stuff. Now, you know religion. You'll know some of these sayings that they say. You know all that religious stuff, but you won't know him.
Mm-hmm.
So over in Matthew 11:27, read that for me, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son, but neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Amen, amen.
Did y'all hear that? And then he said over there in John 8:19, then said they unto him, where is the Father? And Jesus answered, ye neither know me nor my Father. If you have known me, you should have known my Father also. See, people, they want to talk about they know God and everything. They don't even know who Christ is.
Mm-hmm. All right.
How you going to know the secret until you know this? So the connection is strong. So when the Pharisees asked Jesus this question about the Father, this answer was, boom, real sharp. How you going to know the Father? You don't even know me. Now, if you had known me, Jesus said, you know who the Father is.
That's right.
There's nothing, I don't know. I'm just going to put it in this terminology. But there's nothing quite like knowing Jesus. When you become a Christian, Jesus spiritually bound you. He comes into your heart. Some of the stuff you may not be able to understand. Some of the scriptures you may not know where they're at. But he is for sure you know him. And as you get to know him more and more each day, you draw closer. And you find life more and more fulfilling. You can get to the place like evangelist Sharon said on the other day. You know, she said, I just want to know more about the Lord. See, because people ain't interested in what I got to say, and I'm not interested in what they got to say. This is about this new thing now. See, when you draw closer to God, all your friends leave, and you're cool with that. You're satisfied with that.
Yeah.
See, because life becomes different for you. You know, life is not the same. You get a different perspective. Your perspective is, hey, I know you don't want to be bothered with me. And really, I don't want to be bothered with you. Because if you ain't talking about, I think she said, if you ain't talking about the Lord, you ain't got nothing to talk about. Think
that's
about
right.
It. That's when you know somebody getting close to God, man. If you ain't talking about the Lord, we ain't have nothing to talk about. What we got? What we got? That's what Paul was saying over there. We ain't got nothing. That's why the Bible says, wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Even though you have known Christ after the flesh, know him no more after the flesh. Not to know him like that. Too many people want to know him like that. Jesus said, if you love me, I better get Pastor to read this for you. Because I want you to think I've just said this stuff. In John 14:15, find that for me, Pastor.
Okay.
See, it's all through scriptures that God wants us to know him. It's walking in obedience to the word of God. That's what it's about. So when I think about Noah, he walked in obedience to God, Genesis 6:9. When I think about Enoch, he walked in obedience to God, Genesis 5:24. And believe it or not, once Adam, I became open, he began to walk in obedience. If you don't believe it, read Genesis 3:8. I know everybody talk about Adam being disobedient, but Adam learned to walk in obedience, man, because he had fellowship with the Father. Just like us. At one point in time, we wasn't walking in obedience, but we began to hear God. the more we hear God, you know, the more we walk in that light, the more we drop off other stuff that don't mean that much to us. You let it go. Get a different set of friends now. And I'm going to tell you something else. Your circles get real small. Did you notice that? You notice how small your circle gets? That's when you start getting close to God. That's when you know it's become a one-on-one thing now. And that's not a bad thing, brothers and sisters. You think, oh, well, where's my lights? Where's my high fives? And where's my friends? You don't need them. There's too many of them in your circle.
All right.
All they're going to try to do is sway you. But
that's right.
Over in John 14 and 15, read that for me, Pastor.
Okay. If you love me, keep my commandment. Amen.
See, that is, God wants you to know Christ so you can know the secret. But if you don't ever know Christ, you'll never know the secret thing. Yeah, that you'll know church stuff. You'll know a whole bunch of religious stuff. You'll get all of that. But you won't know God. You won't know him. And don't tell me about your grandmama, God. I ain't trying to hear. Now, I'm you know what? I'm going to tell y'all the truth. Because I'm just tired of our people being so ignorant to things. Because they get you caught up in these buildings and blindside you.
Right. Amen.
They serving a God that really doesn't even exist. But they serving religion. They beat up our people so bad that, oh, we go there and we shout and we do all this good stuff. And then we come out and we say we had church. Okay, cool. But do you know God? I mean, do you really know him? I get it. You got emotional. I get all of that. I'm cool with that. But do you know God? Do you know him as a loving father or one who beat up everybody? And every time you touch something, he slaps your hand. That's how you know God? That's what you've been taught. That's a slave mentality. That's not God, brothers and sisters.
All right.
Of course we've been taught that. We got them other people, God. I ain't calling no name, but we got them other people, God. Because we were showing up praising God when we was up under that tree, when we was out in the wide open. I mean, I don't wish we had stayed there. But man, people had contact with God for real then.
Amen.
Because they knew to love him. They love him as God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Spirit. That's how they know him. So, if you're going to know the secrets, he said over in Colossians 1 and 9, I believe it is, you got to get this knowledge, man. It's about knowledge. My people are destroyed for the lack of it. Let me go to Colossians 1. Because I tell you, the more I think about this, the more I think I might need to go there. We're going to go to Colossians 1 and 9. Because he wants us to be filled with his knowledge. Filled. 1 and 9. Hallelujah. Well, I was getting ready. Well, you know what I had said, 27, or that might have been on my mind. Either way, I'm going to read Colossians 1, 27 through 29, verse 28. But it says this, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, who we preach, warning every man, teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. See, people tell you can't be perfect. They'll tell you can't be presented like that.
Amen. See,
and then the Bible says, "Who, to whom God would make known." God wants you to know this stuff. He's rich, and see, when you're rich, you don't mind sharing. When you're rich, you accumulate all kinds. Oh man, don't ever get me started about when rich folks. Man, you be surprised what rich folks do. Until you've been around rich people, I know some of y'all are rich, but But I'm talking about when you've been around some Shona rich folk, you should be surprised what they think about certain stuff. Their ideas and concepts and views is totally different. What they might, oh, just go ahead and junk that. Let's get a new one. See, they don't care. We be, oh, no, 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 don't let that go. No, see. But it's a different, brothers and sisters. So in Colossians 1 and 9, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled. You know when it's filled, right? Overflowing. Mm-hmm. That's when you know it's filled. See,
yeah.
7:8 is not filled. 11:16 is not filled. 3/4 is not filled. You know, 15:16 is not filled. It's when the top of it, a little bit drips over, you know, you feel. He wants you to have it all, man. That you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Now, underline spiritual understanding because I don't want nobody to miss that. See, because these preachers, they want you to know you can get all this stuff in the world and leave your spiritual life alone. No, baby, you got to leave up out of here. That's why you need this spiritual wisdom. That's why you need spiritual understanding.
Yeah.
So that's what God leading us to, for our eternal life. This is what it's about. And you got to know him.
Yeah.
You know, the last thing you want to do is not, you went through all of this life, you went through all of this good, bad, ugly, all this, and come to find out there is an eternal life. Or you talking about shock. That will be a shocker. Will really be a shocker.
Amen.
You know what? Oh, I should have believed this. I should have did. No, now it's the time that you can get to know and see if there's truly a God. And for God's sake, get in it. I almost said go in the closet. Now go in your car. Go somewhere alone. Find somewhere to get. And just really get to know God. I love you to get to know him in your word. But even if you can't read, if you don't see it, just talk to him. And the more you talk to him, the closer you're going to see he's going to get. Now, oh, yeah, you're going to get in that word. You won't have no choice because he is the word. See?
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, we'll come to the party. Anybody have any comments, anything you want to share? And I want to thank everybody yesterday for all of those comments. Thank this Evangelist Sharon, 5656. That's Evangelist Sharon. Okay. Maybe you're on mute. Okay. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. Reading Colossians.
I'm sorry. My bad. I apologize.
No problem.
I'm sorry, Pastor. Both of you, Pastors. I'm sorry. Okay.
No problem.
Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall be there to direct thy path. He'll be there to direct your path. So I want everybody to hold on to that scripture, at least for the weekend, till we have another word at noon. We'll have some more words. Everybody have a good weekend.
Awesome. Great.
Amen. Praise God, praise God. Amen.
For those that might have missed that, that's Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And she said, hold it for the weekend. That's a good thing to hold on to for the weekend. Go ahead, Pastor. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. I'm going to read that from the Message Bible, Proverbs 3:5-6, which says, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Amen, amen. So, yes,
amen,
I like
yes.
that scripture.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Pastor brought out some powerful scriptures, as he always does, you know, and I love the how the Holy Spirit just guide him and direct him. Colossians 1 and verse 9 from the Message Bible, it says, "Be assured that from the first day we heard of you, we haven't stopped praying for you, asking God to give you wise minds and spirits attuned to his will, and so acquire a thorough understanding of the ways in which God works." Amen, amen. Such a powerful word. And they had, but it was Hebrews 8 and 10, reading that from the Message Bible. I think I'm going to start up a little before that. It says, "I'll throw out the old plan I set up with their ancestors when I led them by the hand out of Egypt. They didn't keep their part of the bargain, so I looked away and let it go. This new plan I'm making with Israel isn't going to be written on paper, isn't going to be chiseled in stone. This time, I'm writing out the plan in them, carving it on the lining of their hearts. I'll be their God. They'll be my people." And, you know, I thought about that. It's been a while, but I remember Evangelist Sharon saying how the lining of the heart, how she had brought that out. And so this is where we want the word of God, in the lining of our heart, because if it's in our heart, then, you know, we can speak it. We'll be able to witness to others. You know, you might not always have your Bible with you, but you should have a word for anyone who needs it. And so I'm so thankful for the new plan that God has for us, and that we can, you know, be outside the building. Pastor even said that, you know, our foreparents, our ancestors, before it was a building, they were witnessing and talking to God in the wilderness. They were outside the building. I remember seeing this movie, it was an old, very old movie, how they were worshiping God, and they was out in the field, you know. They were singing songs, you know, and God is pleased with that. But I understand we have to get that mindset, because I had to get that mindset too. Amen. As I share with so many that, you know, I didn't get it until, and then it took me a while after that, after Pastor came and did the seminar. I still wasn't on board. I was like, nah, that can't be, you know. But then God got to working with me and moving things out of the way and making things happen in my life that I said, okay, Lord. I was like Peter, where am I go now, Lord? I'm no longer in the building. What do you want me to do? I had ministers that didn't even want me to be in a pulpit because I didn't have a building. This one minister, she had asked me to speak, and then when I told her I didn't have no building, do you think she called me back? No, she did not. And, you know, so God was showing me different things during the season. And so I just thank God for the teaching that, like that scripture says, that we are to worship him in spirit and in truth. I sure enough had to lean and depend on God then. I said, okay, Lord. I said, they don't want us in a building now. I don't have a building, you know, because I felt like I needed to be and needed in order to be the truth. But, you know, God didn't want me with them. Pastor is so right when he said, your friends will become few. And I'm a living witness, you know. I don't have the friends I used to have, and I'm only concerned about those that are in the Word of God, in the true Word of God. And so, you know, doing this Word at Noon makes me stronger, that I'm able to draw closer to the Lord. And you do have to get quiet and get in a place where it's just you and God, where you can talk to him and he can talk to you. And believe me, he will talk to you if you open up to him. So let us continue to study God's word and know that it's a new plan now, and that he wants this word, want us that have this word in our heart, so that we can meditate on the word, that we can be in the word, and we're able to witness to others through the word of God, and let them see that we are the church. Amen. Was another scripture that he brought up. And so, you know, the closer and the more you hear God's word, the closer you'll get to God. Amen, amen. And excuse me, I didn't mean to go on and on, but I just was full. I had to, you know, when you get full, you got to let some amen. Out. The
amen.
More
amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Anyone else? Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. Anyone else?
Yep,
hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Thank you so much, Pastor. But that's what happened when you know, when God began to open your eyes and show you some things, you want to really let people know the truth. And that's the way knowledge is. You know, the more you get, the more knowledge you get, the more you want to share. But sometimes you can share the wrong knowledge. And then sometimes you can share good knowledge. And at some point in time, and I have to be honest with you guys, I was sharing wrong knowledge.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's just the
truth.
Amen. I'm not proud of anything. But I'm proud now because I know him and want everybody else to know him. But I want you to know him based on the word of God so you'll know the secrets.
Amen.
Anyone else? Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon, and for the others that didn't say anything today. And I appreciate what everybody said on yesterday. But anyone else? Well, we dismiss. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank y'all so much. Well, we'll see you all.